Ricky, the last 2 years have been knockdown, drag-out games with Penn State. Mm-hmm. You're expecting another one, I guess.
Yeah. Anytime you get into the Big Ten schedule, it usually starts to get tougher. And Penn State's a very good opponent. They're traditionally good. They're good this year. They have a good defense. They have a good offense. Very well coached. So we're definitely expecting a tough ball game.
Having won two in a row against them, do you guys have any confidence just seeing them across the field that you have confidence in them before?
A little bit, but at the same time, this is a new season. Two different teams than last year, so there's really no. Not going to carry over because we won. There's no guarantee. So at the same time where you might think there would be confidence, you still have to prepare. You still have to get ready for the ball game in order to ensure yourself a chance to win. So nothing that we've done in the past is going to help win us this ball game. We have to do it this week in our preparation.
Are you excited to get a chance against another top 25 team after losing to Arizona?
We're just excited for the next opportunity. We've never done a schedule with who you play, and it's Penn State. It's a good opponent, so we have to, prepare well.
Do they look the same defensively, Rick, and what do they do well, I guess?
They're a team that has played kind of their defense for a while now, and that doesn't mean that it's easy. A lot of things they do, very well. They have an experienced secondary, has some guys back. And so, those guys do a great job of, covering, coming up on, run support. So we're going to have to be very sharp with what we do from an execution standpoint. And we're going to have to be very, pinpoint with what we're doing in order to put together like a long drive to get any type of big plays. They're not going to give those kind of things up. So you have to, earn everything that you get on their defense.
Penn State's one of the teams that's figured to fight to be at the top of the conference at the end of the year. How much of a table setter, momentum builder would it be to get your first Big Ten win over them in the first week of the conference?
That's what we're striving for. We're striving to, be 1-0 in the conference, win this game this week. And as far as looking down the road for the rest of the Big Ten, our thoughts, our aspirations aren't really down there right now. Right now it's just on this week and what can we do to get as well prepared as possible to go out there on Saturday night and play our best football.
With two of the better defenses in the country going to be on the field Saturday, is that added pressure to really maximize your opportunities?
I don't think there's any added pressure. The pressure's on, us preparing. We have to do a great job of, watching the film, studying what our opponent is going to do, preparing during the week, having really good practices is very important. And then when it hits Saturday, just kind of, relaxing and going out there and just, trusting the game plan, playing through the ups and downs and hopefully come out with a victory and understand it's going to be a 60-minute ball game.
Ricky, your completion percentage is way up, your interceptions are way down, and you're like fifth in the country in passing efficiency. I guess from your perspective, what are you doing better this year than you've done in the past?
Not doing as much. I think doing less has almost, been more for us at times. Not trying to convert every third down, just because you feel you have to, and understanding that it's okay to punt, either score or punt. And if it's the punt, then that's fine. Doing those little things on offense, I think, has helped us. Not trying to push it too far down the field when we don't think there's an opportunity. And, checking out some things that don't look, very promising from the get-go. And doing those other things have helped our offense, turn the ball over less and be a little bit more efficient.
And Coach mentioned, I think, after the game, the two plays to Durrell over the top. And you mentioned, you guys might do that a little bit more moving forward to take, more space for the running game. Is that something you sort of would like to see, maybe even throw the ball a little bit more, attack a little bit more downfield as you guys move on?
Yeah. In a game plan that you put together, there's always a certain number of times down the field you try to attack, but at the same time you don't know what the defense is going to give you when you call that. So it's really kind of like it's a match with the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator trying to figure out the right time to call a play. And maybe one time they give us that look, but we're running the ball, and so it's kind of tough. You might have it planned where you want to go deep every time. but if you can't get the right look, that's when you can get in trouble with trying to make it the right look. If it's not the right look, you can't go ahead and force it. So, you know, we just have to kind of, you know, be smart about how we do things out there. And if the opportunity presents itself down the field, then definitely take it. But if not, you know, we have to be able to back off and, you know, run the football or check it down, whatever it may be.
Are you a statistics guy at all? Do any certain statistics?
Come on, you know me. Well, I mean, we've been talking for 3 years now. When have I ever talked about statistics?
What I mean is, are there any specific statistics that do resonate with you, that do concern you, that you pay attention to?
Yeah, I mean, with any quarterback, first thing is interceptions. You want to, you know, have, you know, little interceptions, because that means that the offense is taking care of the football, you're on the field longer, you're helping out the defense, and so that's probably the main statistic that, you know, you should be focused on. And if we can cut down those things, the other statistics kind of tend to go up.